and chapter 8 and verse 54. First King, chapter 8 and verse 54 is all together. You got the Bible, please? All together, same verse. First King, chapter 8 and verse 54. It was so, is all together, please? When Solomon made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication of the Lord, he arose, altar of the Lord, from kneeling on the knees, the hands spread up to heaven. Now, 2 Chronicles and chapter 6 and verse 13, 1-3. 2 Chronicles, chapter 6 and verse 13, please, all together. You find helpful? Be slowly, please. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court, and upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hand toward heaven. Book of Ezra, chapter 9 and verse 5. Book of Ezra, chapter 9 and verse 5. Give it all together, please. 9:5. And evening sacrifice arose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands on the Lord my God. Psalm 95. Psalm 95. And 6th verse is all together. Psalm 95. Psalm 95, empty 6th verse. O come, let us worship and bow down, kneel before the Lord our Maker. Book of Daniel. And chapter 6. And 10th verse. Book of Daniel. Chapter 6. Verse 10, please. All together. Now, when Daniel knew writing was signed, he went to the house, his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks to God every 4 times. Now, where there were kings or prophets or others, if in every case they are found praying upon knees. Now, please gospel now. Gospels, chapter 22, Luke Gospel, Gospel of St. Luke, and chapter 22, verse 41. We all together. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 22, and verse 41. 41. And he was withdrawn from them, but a stone cast, and kneeled down, and prayed. Lord Jesus Christ, whom we love, whom we preach, whom we serve, he also found praying upon knees. Further, please, Acts of the Apostle, and 7th chapter, verse 60, last verse. Acts of the Apostle, 7th chapter, and read last verse 60, 60, read all together. And he kneeled down, loud voice, Lord, this sin charge. When he had said this, he fell asleep. Now, he is a man of God called Stephen, full of Holy Spirit. Even though wounded and bleeding and dying, yet he is praying upon knees. Acts 9th chapter and verse 40. Acts the Apostle, chapter 9, verse 40-0, all together. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed. Tabitha arrived. Opened eyes, and when he saw Peter, she sat up. Apostle Peter, full of Holy Spirit, God's apostle, is also praying upon knees. Acts chapter 20 and verse 36. Acts chapter 20 and verse 36. When he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed all, Paul the apostle, all the elders of the area are found praying upon knees. Acts chapter 21, verse 5. Acts 21, verse 5. altogether, when we had accomplished those days, we departed, went our way. And they all, away, wives and children, till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. Paul the Apostle, all the believers, men, women and children, are found praying upon the seashore, hard floor. No, the carpet also there. Praying joyfully. Further, please. Romans chapter 14, verse 11. Romans chapter 14, and verse 11. All together, please. For it is written, as I live, Lord, every knee bow to me. Every tongue, every knee. Indian knee, Chinese knee, Japanese, American knee. Ask university. No exception. Every knee shall bow to me. Further, please, Philippians 2nd chapter. And verse 10. Philippians 2nd chapter, verse 10. Philippians 2nd chapter and verse 10. That in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Are things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. Now Ephesians 3rd chapter, verse 14. Ephesians 3rd chapter, verse 14. For this cause, above my knees, on the Father, Lord Jesus Christ. And you may question me, why do we pray upon our knees? You see in three references, Lord Jesus is called in the Bible, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 15. Which in the time he shall show who is the blessed, omnipotentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 14. Book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 14, is all together. Revelation 17, verse 14. And these shall make war with the Lamb. Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. They that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Now chapter 19, verse 16. Chapter 19, verse 16. And he hath on the vesture and thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Three times mentioned there. If we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we believe he's here. We don't talk to a dead person. Because he conquered death, and the living Savior, we talk to him face to face. I remember India, I was praying in the train upon my knees. There was a Hindu next to me. And he said to me, what was you doing? I got a stomachache. I said, no, I haven't got a stomachache, I'm praying. He said, praying upon knees? Why upon knees? I told him, I'm not repeating my prayer. I speak with my Lord. I'm conscious of presence. I talk to him like a friend. At the same time, he's my Creator, he's my Savior, he's my Lord, he's my King. I must bow to him. Who am I in his presence? God's word says so. And you see in St. Mark's Gospel, and 10th chapter, verse 17, St. Mark's Gospel, the Gospel of St. Mark, and chapter 10, verse 17, Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, and verse 17, please, 1-7, and when he was gone forth away, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do? I may inherit life. He ruler. But when he came before Lord Jesus Christ, he knelt before him. He acknowledged it. He is worthy to be honored. Then God says, Malachi, chapter 1, please, and verse 6. Book of Malachi, chapter 1, and verse 6, please, all together. Malachi 1, 6. All together, please. 1-6. If I be a father, where is my honor? If I be a master, is my fear? Lord of hosts, unto you. O priest, despise my name. And he said, wherein have you despised thy name? This is God's charge against his people. And if we say God, we must also honor him. We can't escape it. Now you might say to me, well, it doesn't matter whether we sit or pray, God knows the heart. Then why do you put tie on in a meeting? For respect's sake, isn't it? Why do you put the shoe? To be respectful. Why do you comb the hair? To be respectful. At table, nice cloth, nice spoon and fork, very neatly, sit properly, please. Don't bow down. Properly, first one spoon, then second and third, properly. When I first came to England, I got mixed up every time. I never knew which is which. But I believe before God, be respectful. He's worthy. I find this country is very irreverent before God. But he is God. He remains God. We can't treat him as a man. Talk to him as a man, no doubt. As a friend. When you go to him, humble yourself. He's a living God. And we must honor him. Now shall we pray? Put on our knees, please. Our loving Heavenly Father, God of grace, mercy and peace, our mighty and great God, Father of all mercies, the giver of all good gifts, our never failing and never changing God, God of glory, once again, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, our highly exalted Savior, we come at thy feet, humbling ourselves. And humbly ask of thee, thou may bring us and keep us in thy possession, spirit, soul, and body. We thank thee for the honor given to us to gather together in thy name. We thank thee for the privilege given to us to hear thee speak unto us from thy throne according to our need. O God, we thank thee for thy longing and thy desire toward us to make our joy full. We thank thee what we learned of thee by gathering around thy word as fellow believers. We adore thee for all thy past mercies, which thou hast been showering upon all of us. Now we request thee that purpose for which we are now brought together be fully accomplished. By faith we rebuke and bind the power of darkness. And thou taught us in thy word, in Matthew 18, chapter verse 18, that whatsoever we shall bind upon the earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose upon the earth shall be loosened in heaven. Now, loving Father, knowing something of the devices of the evil one, we come at thy feet humbling ourselves, having ourselves on thy precious blood, and claim victory over the enemy's seen unseen devices. On behalf of everyone here, we rebuke the enemy. O God, have mercy upon us. Don't allow this evening to pass by till thou done thy work. We have no right to be here until thou speak with us. Now ask of thee, Lord, take away every eye from man. We haven't come here to see a man or hear a man. We need thee. And that's why we are calling upon thee. We give thee our thanks for all who are here. Humbly pray none be allowed to go empty from thy loving presence. O God, rend thy heavens. Show forth thy glory, not only over here, but in the whole country of England, Scotland, Ireland, and all part of Europe, other part of the world. Lord, we need thee. And we call upon thee with faith. Show forth thy glory among all of us. We come at thy feet once again, having ourselves precious blood, praying in thee name, Lord Jesus Christ, our loving Savior. Amen.
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 The Gospel according to St. Luke and 3rd chapter and verse 21. The Gospel according to St. Luke, 3rd chapter, verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass, Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. Can you mark the last fragment of the verse over here? And praying, the heaven was opened. And praying, the heaven was opened. You notice, Lord Jesus Christ never began his public ministry by miracles. Instead, he began it by sermon. Till that day, no one knew him. Even John the Baptist said, I never knew him. You find that in John's Gospel and chapter 1 and verse 33. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 33. And John is saying that, John the Baptist. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. That go to prove. Till that day, no one knew who he was. Even John the Baptist never knew. Now, among so many people who came to John the Baptist for baptism, Lord Jesus also came. He joined them one by one, and they're coming along. And we are told, when his turn came, he's praying. As he prayed, heaven opened. Why praying? The Lord was showing in a very simple way to all around him, he has come in the world that we sinners may enjoy open heaven. Till that day, the heaven was closed. People never knew how to call upon God with faith and boldness and liberty. They would go trembling with fear. But now he came in the world that in him, through him, by him, heaven be open to anybody who may call upon him by faith. And he said, you want to see heaven open in your life daily, learn how to pray. It's not by knowledge that we see heaven open. Thank God for knowledge, but not so much as you think to be. You want to enjoy salvation, learn how to pray. For a believer, I believe that the most important exercise to learn how to pray. And I find that seems the biggest need today in this country. And also in America, still worse. They don't know how to pray. They can sing in parts. They can sing beautifully. And they can also preach with jumping on the platform. But they can't pray. They can build a nice building. They can do many things. Come to prayer, they find it very hard. The back is aching, knees are aching, heart is aching, head is aching at prayer time. The enemy knows how to keep us spiritually pure, poor. And that's why I believe he hinders us in our prayer life. And you find that will be your strongest attack of devil upon you. To prevent you to pray sufficiently. We do pray, but not sufficiently. Now he ever told how to pray. How long to pray. Go on praying till you see heaven opened. It may take you 1 second or 1 hour or 3 hours. Go on praying till you see heaven opened. That's my test. I don't go by the length of prayer or by the words or by the time. Test is, Lord, rend thy heavens, open thy heavens. I won't leave thee. And that's why he came. And again we find out how the whole life of Lord Jesus Christ, life of prayer. Life of prayer. God was saying Luke chapter 5, Luke Gospel chapter 5 and the verses 15 and 16. Luke Gospel chapter 5 and the verses 15 and 16. But some of the more, when there is fame abroad of him, A great multitude came together here and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Verse 16. And he withdrew himself in wilderness and prayed. Now you can see how the heart of Lord Jesus is heart of love, heart of compassion. Nobody went away empty from his presence. Here we find a great multitude, not a small number. Multitude have come to hear and to be healed by him. And yet, he manages to find time and go somewhere to pray. And he withdrew himself purposely. Men were running after him. Please stop, please stop, please stop. No, no, wait a minute. I'm coming. I'll come again. There he goes, there he goes, there he goes, somewhere to pray. And then he came back, verse 17. It came to pass a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town, Galilee, and Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The Lord knew beforehand whom he had to face afterwards. The doubting Pharisees. They were Pharisees and doctors of the law. The doubting doctors. Full of doubts, unbelief. Our Lord knew fully well beforehand that he had to face these men who were constantly waiting to find some fault with his words or actions. And that's why he's praying in the wilderness. He's not there for argument. He's not going to defeat those people by argument as we try to do. He is praying for them, that their hard heart be softened and their blind eyes be opened. We come across today everywhere, every country, men full of doubts. Some doubt the Bible, some doubt themselves, full of doubts. It's only by prayer we can defeat them, not by argument. It's a waste of time, only a headache to go on talking with them and arguing with them. They're blind. They're deaf. They're dead. They can't understand. It's only by prayer. And that's where you find how our Lord finds time. If he had to go and pray somewhere in the wilderness to meet these people, who are we to escape? How can we say that we are much more qualified than Lord Jesus Christ because we have been in a Bible college, have got a PhD and DD and every DD in the world? None of these things give us a concession to cut short prayer. How so busy we are. We have to find time for prayer. Whether we cut short your sleep or your rest, any time. You want to see God working in your life, in your home, in your midst, in your country, other part of the world, learn how to pray. Today they are having so many campaigns and so many crusades, depending upon TV and depending upon cameras, and depending upon organs and other things for blessing, for result, for cleverness to advertise. They spend whole year to advertise, isn't it? Whole year. And spending don't know how many million of pounds just to advertise, to draw people, to pull people, to push people in the meeting also. But for prayer, just hardly short time, only as an apology. And that's why you find every effort will be in the end useless. A temporary stirring up, but no abiding work in many hearts. Enemies are still more active, going about to deceive people and bring darkness and blindness. Our Lord prayed. Then we find, as he came out, God's power went out in fullness. They can't resist it. That's what we see in verse 17. And the power of the Lord, the last part, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. They could feel the power. As they came outside, they were trembled in God's presence. We don't seem to realize our rights to pray unto God for everything, his faith. Now further please, Luke Gospel chapter 6. God of St. Luke and chapter 6. Now please, all together, from the verse 9 to the verse 13. God of St. Luke chapter 6, from 9th verse to verse 13, please, all together. Then said Jesus unto them, I'll ask you one thing. Is it lawful on Sabbath day to do good or do evil? to save his life, started. And looking round about them all, let's go thy hand. He did so. His hand was stored whole as the other. They were filled with madness and coming up. What they might do Jesus came to pass in those days and pray and continue all night prayer to God. And when the day he called unto him disciples, and then he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Here you find our Lord again praying whole night for a double purpose. First of all, because he healed a man on Sabbath, on Saturday, these men became angry with him. They became mad. Why? Because he on Sabbath day, so hard-hearted. Can you imagine that? Rather being thankful to him for healing a man on Sabbath day, they want to even do harm to him. They began to plan a scheme what to do with him now. Here you have the, so many committees here somewhere for how to catch him now. And there he go to pray for them. He doesn't stop there to argue with them, but he go to pray. Father, have mercy upon these blind people. Father, being thankful, they are trying to kill me. He prays all night. And secondly, we see in verse 13, when it was there, he called unto the disciples. Of them he chose 12. Now these are the men who are called by him to follow him. He said, follow me. And they left all and followed him. And yet, before they became apostles, before they were given any responsibility as apostles, our Lord is praying all night for them. He is praying. Now they have seen miracles, haven't they? And they heard him preach. He could have said, now my disciples, you have heard me teach. Now, hereby, I give you authority, you go and preach. He is praying for them. Unless we learn how to pray at the church for God's servants, they can't serve us. These days, they depend upon election to find elders in some places. They have committee members and bring in ungodly people as committee members. They were never called by God. Never chosen by God to be elders or shepherds or pastors. They made by men. And they find out degrees. How many degrees? If he is an ordinary man, we don't want you. It's a very high class congregation. We must have men with at least 4 degrees. PhD and DDD and other degrees also. Full of doubts. All these degrees won't qualify anybody to be a God servant. Similarly, you want to find elders or shepherds, please pray whole night. It's God's way of finding elders and shepherds. You will never find elders only by sitting and looking at their face and seeing their sermon preaching. Many can preach. They can read many books in good library, in library, and have 10 good books. They'll give a good sermon, become pastor afterwards. You have to pray that whole night and many nights. This is God's will. Otherwise, you won't get men of God who are after God's own heart. First, I thought in the beginning in India, it's very hard to pray whole night. I used to think only special people can pray. But ordinary people can't pray whole night. But I saw clearly from God's word, what the Lord has done, he has done for all of us. He taught us how to serve him, how to follow him, how to see him working in our midst. So one day I said to my friend of mine, come along, we'll go by a seaside and pray whole night. I felt burdened. When I see the condition around us, the only remedy. And that night we could succeed. I went on praying whole night. Next day was a dull in, like open heaven. I thought I'd be feeling sleepy next day. But I felt so fresh, felt so free afterwards. And I want to tell you something new happening. And I've done that for many years. And we have seen God working in an entirely new way whenever we have been able to pray whole night with a burden, with no tea and coffee in between. When we have prayer, we have prayer. We don't give cushions to anybody. We have no cushion anyway. No cushion, no carpet also. That is something very grand. No cushion, no carpet, no rug. Ordinary floor also. And no coffee in between, praying whole night. Even now you find in India, there are many assemblies who have set apart one night a week in prayer for all night, to pray for England, to pray for America, to pray for Canada, to pray for Europe, pray for other countries too. And they agonize in prayer, as if they are right there in God's presence, travailing in prayer on their behalf. God can work if we know how to work with Him as co-workers. It's not by knowledge. Lord is showing us, praying whole night. Once in Madras, I mentioned, in 1938, there will be a whole night of prayer. And they said to me, we never heard such a thing before. And God won't say so. Come and see. So we fixed the place, and just as a curiosity, about 110 people came just to see how can we pray whole night. So as we, first of all, we sang a few songs, and we began to pray, all went to sleep, one by one. After a while, one young girl began to pray. And that's how she prayed. She said, Lord, you know my wicked heart, how my godly mother has been requesting me to go to this gospel meeting, and I have refused to go. Lord, you know how my dear mother came to me every day for the past 1 week. My daughter, won't you come once for the meeting? Won't you come? Lord, thou knowest how I have been saying, no, I will never go there. I will never go there. And Lord, thou knowest how in the end I said, she was saying in the prayer, Lord, I said to my mother, Mother, first of all, you come to cinema with me. And then I'll go to a gospel meeting. And Lord, you know how I dragged my godly mother to a cinema. As she may go to the meeting. Then she broke down. Lord, have mercy upon me. See my wicked heart. She wept and she wept. All broke up. then one by one, they all began to pray. Lord, you know my wicked heart. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Whole night passed away like this. And from that time onward, we have had many, many nights of prayer. Not only one. I also have seen God working too at the same time. When we want elders, what we do? We read from God's word all the references on eldership. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Book of Titus chapter 1 from 4th verse, whole chapter. Acts of the Apostle and chapter 20 from verse 28 onwards. And 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1 to 4. John Gospel chapter 10. And book of Ezekiel and chapter 34. Acts of the Apostle from chapter 14 to 21. We tell now, we want elders of this qualification. As God word says, now there will be a whole night of prayer. Please come. Now you go on praying for many, many weeks, whole night, sometime whole day of prayer. Lord, we need elders of this qualification. Please ask our prayer. Give us the shepherds of thy own heart. We don't know where they are. We go on praying sometime whole year, whole night, then whole day, and fast and pray. After 1 year or more, God may show us 4 or 5 persons. Then we again meet together, tell the believers, as far we know, these 4 or 5 brothers are showing the marks of eldership. Will you kindly watch over their private life, their business life and church life? If anybody got anything against them, kindly come to us with a Bible and 2 witnesses. Again, we give them whole month to watch. Again, whole day of prayer, again, night of prayer. Anybody, please, any charge against these men, please come with the Bible, 2 witnesses. Nobody comes. Then, whole day of prayer and fasting is set apart as elders. It works. It's possible. Otherwise, you'll have among you men who are not called to be elders. They're good people, nice people. But uncles and aunties, they can't be elders. We require men with a father's heart, a mother's heart to be elders. It's God's way. He is praying whole night. Before these men became apostles for a purpose. For the priest, Luke 9 chapter. God of St. Luke and chapter 9 verse 18. The God of St. Luke chapter 9 and verse 18. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, Whom say the people that I am? Now please, Matthew's Gospel, and chapter 16, the same story. Matthew's Gospel, and kindly see chapter 16. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, from the verse 13, 1-3 altogether. And Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say, Son of Man? And they said, Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elia, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. Said to them, But whom say ye I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou the Christ, the Son of the living God. He answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood be but my Father which is in heaven. See, from Luke 9:18, Lord Jesus first prayed. Before he put those two questions, he's praying. As he was praying, then he put two questions. First question, what do people say about me? And he said, some say you are Jeremiah, some say you are Elia, or John the Baptist, or some other prophet. First question. Second question, what do you say about me? Simon said, Thou art Christ, Son of God. The Lord smiled. Yes, Simon, don't think you know me because you see my miracles. Don't think you know me because you have heard me teach. My Father hath revealed this to thee because I was praying for you. He prayed. He prayed, Eyes of Simon be opened. Then he saw his Christ. Men will never see Lord Jesus Christ in true glory only by good sermons or by good teaching or good preaching. You can preach as you like. Men remain blind because the devil has power to keep men in darkness and blindness. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, they are blinded by devil. But as we pray, we have to say, Lord, take away their blindness. Take away their blindness. So we found experience. Before we go out for a gospel campaign anywhere, any ministry, we decide to have a week of prayer or a month of prayer. And sometimes a whole day of prayer, whole night of prayer. Lord, we want to go in thy name. Tell us when to go, where to go, when to go, where to go. Now please, go beforehand. We are going among these people who are blind. Take away the blindness from their eyes. Remove their scales, O God. He worked that way. While we depend upon our own preaching, we got so many methods. How to stand, how to hold the Bible, how to sing loudly, how to break a verse, how to shout, not to shout. By none of these things, devil can be defeated. The blind eyes are opened by prayer. Our Lord prayed and prayed and prayed. I humbly request you, please learn how to pray. You won't see God to work mightily in your midst or the whole country. That's our responsibility. It can be done. Now don't say, that is India, this is Richmond. I know it. I know the Richmond, but I know the Bible, same. I'm not talking about Indian books, am I? I talk about Lord Jesus Christ and the Bible. You won't find these words in any book of India. You go to any book of India, we found these things in the Bible only. God's word, Lord Jesus Christ. And he said it, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. We trust his word. We believe what he says. And what he has said, everybody says him. See Mark's Gospel and chapter 13 and verse 37. What I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch. The Lord's word. Further please, Luke's Gospel and chapter 18 and verse 1. God bless St. Luke, chapter 18, and verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them, this end. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. In other words, if we don't pray always, we'll faint. Whether we are Indians or Americans or people of Richmond, we'll faint. We're about to faint. We'll find burden too heavy. We'll find devil too strong. We'll find our responsibility far too complicated if we be ourselves. The Lord told us, men ought always to pray. Always to pray and not to faint. Praying without ceasing, praying earnestly, praying with faith, and praying till we see heaven opened. Praying with humility. As we see in God's word, how they prayed. Now please go further. Again, Luke's Gospel and chapter 22. Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 22, and verse 31 and 32, please, altogether. Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, from verse 31 and 32, please, altogether. And Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, sinners that have you, he may sift you as wheat. I have prayed for thee, thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. What a solemn warning given to us. Our Lord said, Simon, don't think that you are going to escape the attacks of devil. No doubt, Simon, I love you. Lord is saying, Simon, I love you. You are my chosen apostle. Well, Simon, I know one thing. Devil is going to sift you like a wheat. And I have prayed for thee. Thy faith fail not. He's not telling him, Simon, because you have seen miracles, you will be all right. I have prayed for thee. And when thou art converted, you also do the same thing. Go and pray for your co-worker in the same way. Today you find many God's servants being attacked by Satan in many ways, either physically or mentally or spiritually. Devil is very subtle. And many of God's servants have given up their in service also. They got discouraged and despair and come back home, don't want to go anymore on the mission field because we failed them. We think because we have given them some money, we are satisfied. You may give any amount of money, any amount of clothing and the food, that won't help them in God's service. They require prayer backing behind them. And we don't see that in this country. Yes, they are very fond of missionary meeting. And they invite the specialists to make appeal. Who will go to India? India's dying darkness. Who will go to Africa? The uncivilized. Make appeal. Why uncivilized? Because they are half naked. They have photos of it. See, naked African. Who will go to Africa? In America, women half naked, they're civilized. Now they say, there's a new culture. Yes, this is America and that's India. I know God's word. Heart of man is wicked and desperately wicked. We can never change it. Sin is sin, every country. It's only by prayer we can see these things being taken away. Men are being blinded today. They want to cover up sin. That's why we have to learn how to pray. And pray such a way till the enemy is defeated. It don't come by argument or by sermon or by teaching. By really persevering, prevailing prayer. Oh God, have mercy upon thy people today. They are becoming naked. They are living, becoming shameful, no guilty conscience. You see, among many believers, sitting before TV for hours together, with no guilty conscience. They have a TV in the bathroom, TV in the bedroom, TV in the living room, TV by the footstep. They are so slave to all these shameful things. No guilty conscience. Don't say it's only for education or instruction. It's a lie. Because of lust and impurity, you find this is happening in this country. But again, it's by prayer they can be saved. They want to listen to us. As we go up on our knees at the church and travail, only then we see, they can begin to see, yes, Lord, please have mercy upon us. Save us from wrath to come. Rescue us. Same way you find young people falling in sin. Not by condemnation, again by prayer, they can be rescued and they can be saved. Lord was saying, Simon, 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 devil is going to sift you as a wheat. That's a very solemn warning to all of us. How to defeat him? As our Lord prayed. Pray for them. Then you go further. Luke 22 and verse 46. And send them Why sleep ye? Rise and pray.
Lest ye enter into temptation.
That's the warning our Lord gave to the apostles. Why sleep ye? Rise and pray. Now they have seen many miracles for 3 years. They were wonderfully taught. Wonderfully taught the Lord himself about the whole salvation. At the same time, they were men of full of Holy Ghost. The Lord is saying, my disciples, remember please, don't depend upon my miracles to save you from coming temptation. Watch and pray, he says. Watch and pray. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Watching means all the time. This enemy comes. Now people know in this country, these days, you are liable to be robbed by the people. And you are travel very careful these days. Look after your bags and your purses. Be very careful. Watch. Now, you know, there are thieves in England who can rob you any time. Be watchful. Same as spiritually, please, watchful. Now we see also how the Apostle Paul began his ministry. Acts the Apostle, 9th chapter. Acts the Apostle, and 9th chapter, verse 11. Acts 9th chapter, Acts 9, and verse 11, please. Read all together. Acts 9, 11. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the street which is called Straight, inquire in the house of Judas, one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Again, till that day, no one knew who Paul was. So Lord Jesus Christ, spoke to Ananias. Now Ananias, you go in that house. And Ananias said, Lord, how to find him? I don't know him, I never seen him before. Lord said, you go there. One who is praying, that is Paul. Sometimes you go to see anybody at the airport for the first time or railway station, you inquire, is he a tall man or a short man? Is he a bald-headed man or good hair? Is he fair or black? Is he stout or lean? Round face or long face? Lord is saying, you go in the house, see many people, how you pray, that's Paul. A praying Paul. He began by prayer, not by miracle, not by sign, just as the Lord began by prayer. Same way Paul has begun by prayer. Now you find him, how he went on praying always. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Acts the Apostle, chapter 16, we better have also verse 23, then you know fully. Acts of the Apostle, chapter 16, all together from the verse 23, verse 25, please. And when they are laid, when he lies upon them, they cast into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, threw them into the inner prison and made their feet fast stocks. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise to God, and the prisoners heard them. They were beaten with many stripes. Whole body is full of wounds because of the stripes. At midnight, they are brought to the jail, and their feet are put in the stocks. No Dunlop pillow or a mattress. Hard floor, hungry and tired and worn out, yet they are praying loudly. How do I know? God will say so. Why? And our prisoners heard them. In the prison, you could see so many barracks in the prison. They must have been praying very loudly. They could be heard everywhere. In the whole jail they were heard. But they went to a prayer meeting. And in prayer, they gave full message. And they were converted. We told further, verse 27, and the keeper of the prison, looking out of sleep, seeing the prison door open, drew out the sword and would have killed himself, supposing the prisoner had fled. But Paul cried out loud, do that all, we are all here. Doors are open, chains are broken, yet they are there. Why? They're born again now. They're converted people. But they went to a meeting. They prayed and they sang and gave gospel. Whole jail was converted. Now they are singing happily, Mr. Jailer, please forgive us now. When we came, we insulted you, we abused you. Now please forgive us. We are here. We stay gladly. He began by prayer, not by sermon.
and not by miracles, by prayer. Thus we find he went on begging for prayer. He never asked for sympathy any time for any suffering. We'll see in God's word, he went through 40 afflictions and sufferings. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, please. You can count it, you want to count it. 2 Corinthians and chapter 6. Read all together from the verse 9, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 9, please, all together. As unknown, yet well known. As dying, behold we live. As chastened, not killed. As sorrowful, always rejoicing. As poor, made rich. As having nothing, doing all things. Now 11th chapter. 2 Corinthians 11th chapter. From the verse 23, please. 2 Corinthians 11th chapter. From the verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? Yes, I became a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, more major. In prisons, more frequent. In death, oft. I was used 5 times in eyes. 40 times, say one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. Night and day, I've been in the deep. In journeys, often. Perils of water, in perils of robbers. Perils by your own countrymen. Perils by the heathen. Perils in the city. Perils in the wilderness. Perils in the sea. In perils, poor brethren. In weariness and painfulness. In watching often. In hunger and thirst. Fasting often. Cold nakedness. Here you have 40 afflictions in 2 lists. He went through 40 different troubles and trials and afflictions. He never once asked for sympathy for his sufferings. But he went on begging for prayer. Begging for prayer. Romans chapter 15, verse 30 to 32. Romans epistle, chapter 15, from verse 30. Romans, please, chapter 15, from verse 30. Altogether, please. Now, I beseech you, brethren, the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, love the Spirit, ye strive together with me in your prayer God for me. Be delivered from them, when I believe in Judea, my service I have may be accepted of the saints. Begging for prayer, isn't it? Not an ordinary request. He says, I beseech you, that's a very strong word. I beg you, I appeal to you, I beseech you, brother, for Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit. What a strong appeal. He went through every suffering joyfully, but now he says, brethren, I beg you, I appeal to you, I request you, please strive with me, wrestle with me for prayer. I will serve God as I ought to serve, depending upon the praying church, praying believers everywhere for the ministry, not his own qualification. Even though he is the most highly taught of God in all the doctrine of salvation, wonderful man, but depending upon the prayer of the church. How can we serve him without prayer, such a prayer? Impossible. We can't say because we have so many TV cameras, we can escape that prayer life. It's impossible. Further, please, Colossians chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4. Colossians epistle, chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4, please, altogether. With all praying also for us, God would open unto us door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, which are born. I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. He not depending upon any of his own human wisdom. He knew Greek. He knew Hebrew. He even well taught. He said, I depend upon your prayer. Your prayer, I may speak as I ought to speak. What a request, what a testimony. Now please see Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. Ephesians epistle, chapter 6, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 6, altogether please, verse 19. And for me, utterance given unto me, I may open mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now be 2 Thessalonians 3:1. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd epistle of Thessalonians, and 3rd chapter, verse 1. 2nd epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 1, please, and 2. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the Lord may have free course, glorified. Yes, with you,
be delivered. Unreasonable, wicked man. All men have not faith. The whole life of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, our apostle. Now please see all the apostles. Acts the apostle and chapter 4, verse 31. Acts the apostle, chapter 4, verse 31. Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, 4:31 please. Acts 4 and verse 31. And when they had prayed, they were shaken, assembled together, and they all filled the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. Same was the experience of all the apostles. As they prayed, they could defeat devil. They were not defeating devil by any other human way, only by prayer. Praying alone or praying together. Have you come sure of that? We do pray, but not sufficiently. Not with same faith, not earnestly, not starving in prayer, not agonizing in prayer, not intervening in prayer. Till we see heaven open to the God test. Go on travailing till heavens are opened and devil is defeated. We find the same throughout the scripture and they went on praying. How God used them. Now can you see how they got the burden of prayer? Acts the Apostle, 11th chapter. Acts the Apostle, 11th chapter, from the verse 27. Acts the Apostle, 11th chapter, from the verse 27, which is altogether, in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. This is one of them named Agabus, signified by the Spirit, becoming great dirt throughout all the world, which came to pass days of Claudius Caesar. Then disciples, everyone, from the ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren, which dwelt in Judea, which they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now it's chapter 12, please, from verse 1. Now, about that time, Herod the king touched forth his hand to wreck certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, sword, because he saw it please the Jews. He pleased his father, Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, verse 4. When he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, delivered him to the folk and his soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter, bring him up for prison. Verse 5. He therefore kept in prison. But prayer was made, seeing of the church, to God for him. God is using now famine to bring a burden of prayer on the apostles. He were told, there came the prophets from Jerusalem to Antioch. They prophesied, there will be a famine in Judea and Jerusalem. So the believers in Antioch, they are sending relief by the hands of Barnabas and Paul to Jerusalem. Now imagine they both came to Jerusalem and there they found it going, they were praying earnestly because Peter was put in prison. Some were killed and they found the church at Jerusalem praying earnestly. And both Paul and Barnabas joined the prayer meeting. They came in time of prayer. They thought they have been sent for relief. God is saying, you pray now. I can imagine now how, as they were in the same prayer meeting, and they heard the church pray earnestly, went on praying, and God sent the earthquake and shook the whole prison. Now you find both Paul and Barnabas have come back to Antioch with a burden of prayer. Acts chapter 13 now, please. Acts chapter 13, from verse 1 to verse 3. Acts chapter 13, from verse 1 to 3. Now, they were in the church at Antioch, from the prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that's called Niger, Lucius, Hyene, Menan, Hermas, Tetrarch, and Saul. As the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work will call them. When they are far prayed, and they send them away. They came back from Jerusalem to Antioch with a burden of prayer. I can imagine as Paul and Barnabas telling the believers in Antioch, we saw a wonderful prayer meeting. We went there to comfort them in their suffering, but to our surprise, we found those saints in Jerusalem with all their persecution and their poverty praying earnestly. Let us pray also. And they began a new prayer meeting in Antioch. As they came, as they went on praying, God spoke, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. Whole thing changed.
They thought they would stay with them the whole lifetime. God is saying, no, they must go from here. And at the beginning of the gospel work in whole Europe, by prayer, not by mission council, mission board. In the modern mission committees, they require at least 2 gallons of coffee. Then they can decide for Africa and India and China and Japan, so many pounds and dollars, go home afterwards. It's a mockery. You can't defeat devil by coffee and by the pound and dollars. We must use our knees properly as believers, as God's co-workers. Then we shall see heaven opened. Today I feel enemy is very active in every country. I can see the coming judgment of God as I find people going backwards spiritually every country. Terrible thing. Children rebellious, young people despising the word of God, God's servants becoming cold and live for money and power. Only by prayer they can be rescued. Not by good teaching, not by new method, not by many activity, not by crusade. We require this praying church. Come what may, you are before God responsible. If God has blessed you, then you got to ask help others too. You are given more, are expected more also. I believe we shall spend enough time in prayer. Shall we go to prayer now, please? As God leads you, kindly pray. Shall we pray? Can you feel free? And Lord burden you briefly, and many can pray. Loving Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank Thee for bringing us together. We thank Thee, we are Thy co-workers and co-intercessors, have a share in Thy task to revive Thy people and rescue those who are being defeated by devil. O God, have mercy upon us and forgive us for our cold-heartedness. Loving Father, we have been just looking around and seeing things happening without travailing upon our knees in Thy presence. O God, have mercy upon us. We don't know how to help our young people. We don't know how to help our children. We don't know how to help those around us. Don't know how to help those who are hungry for the word of life. Only by prayer they can be helped. O God, pour among us with a prayer. Persevering prayer, prevailing prayer, agonizing prayer. The heavens are opened. That's Thy word. And help us go home the new burden of prayer. As we pray in Thy name, our Lord, your Savior.